This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The state's transportation department is urging people to stay off Glenwood Canyon's recreation path when it is closed during flood advisories. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
The recreation path offers gorgeous up-close views of Glenwood Canyon and the Colorado River. It's also
the most vulnerable place to be in the canyon if there's a mudslide, a rockfall, or some other kind of debris flow.
CDOT's Elise Thatcher says these safety closures are not just for the public's sake.
We're also protecting first responders and crews who might have to go into harm's way to rescue those people.
Thatcher says most people have been staying off the path during the recent closures because of the threat of mudslides and flooding. But a few have ignored them, forcing CDOT crews to intervene. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
U.S. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm visited the Denver area recently as she continues to champion proposed investments in infrastructure. Her trip came as Colorado enacted a bipartisan bill to move toward a more regionally interconnected power grid. Granholm says this kind of grid can create more opportunities for clean energy development.
It allows for Colorado, for example, to generate clean energy and send it outside of Colorado if you're not using it, if you've got an oversupply, or to allow the rest of the country to send power to you.
The new Colorado Electric Transmission Authority will require all transmission utilities in the state to join an organized wholesale market by 2030. The Colorado Rockies will have one baseball player representing the hometown team when Denver hosts the MLB All-Star Game next week. Rockies pitcher Herman Marquez will play in his very first All-Star Game. Festivities kick off Friday with events at the Colorado Convention Center. This is CPR News and KRCC.